Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, has stepped up security measures in response to an incident in October where a man showed up at the hospital with a starter pistol loaded with blank caps, after gaining entry through an unlocked staff entrance. Details of the event were provided to hospital staff through a recent internal news blog from hospital president and CEO Dominic Giroux, who said although no weapon was pointed at anyone and although no person was threatened, the incident was regarded as distressing by many staff members and requires action. An individual presented to the emergency department and informed the registration clerk that they had a gun and that police should be called. The individual returned calmly to the waiting room, Giroux wrote in the blog. Giroux also revealed that no gun was pointed at staff at any time nor did the individual act threateningly. Police were called immediately and they responded quickly, arresting the individual in the waiting room. The incident happened October 11. Thanks to the quick actions of the registration clerk, triage nurse, the team in the emergency department and HSN security staff, this event was resolved without injury to patients or our people. Everyone involved is to be commended for their actions, Giroux wrote. He also wrote that while the person was carrying a starter pistol with caps, it was still a situation that had the potential to cause a serious injury. Giroux said the event was extremely distressing for the emergency department team and may be distressing for others who have heard about it. The hospital advised anyone feeling anxious about the event could seek support through their manager, through occupational health or by engaging with the HSN Employee and Family Assistance Program. Giroux added that several steps were put in place in response to the incident. A safety plan was quickly established for the patient. Additional security presence has been established in the emergency department. The physical environment in the ED waiting area has been assessed for safety modifications. A new CCTV camera is activated in the waiting room. And a tabletop exercise led by the simulation laboratory is being planned with emergency preparedness to help with code silver, weapons threat, active killer, preparedness. Giroux added that a review of video footage at the hospital revealed that the individual was able to gain entry through a staff entrance, a card swipe door that was not properly closed. Giroux said employees have been asked to be more vigilant and to report any door that is not working properly. He added that with 25 new security employees hired since June, all staff are encouraged to report anyone acting suspiciously or appearing in an area of the hospital where they should not be. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.